Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. I've got a fun lesson for you today. The title of today's lesson is 10 Reasons Why It's Okay to Prosper. As the son of a clergyman, I am familiar with the Bible verse, "The love of money is the root of all evil." The phrase has been widely quoted by authors, speakers, and religious leaders to warn us about what can happen if we place too much emphasis on money. Yes, I believe the love of money can be the root to evil for some people. But let's face it, there is a lot of evil that has nothing to do with money. I also realize you can have all the money in the world and not be happy. And I'm aware that success is not measured by money alone. But prosperity is an admirable goal. The real issues are people's reasons for acquiring money and what they do with it, not whether having it is right or wrong. In this lesson, I want to bring your attention to 10 reasons why prosperity should be viewed positively. First, it affects who you become. A favorite quote of mine by my mentor Jim Rohn speaks of the importance of personal growth. He said, "When you become a millionaire, it's not the $1 million that makes you valuable. It's who you become in the process. When you constantly stretch yourself to do your very best, you grow. Your value to the market is increased, and your self-worth as well as your self-confidence become treasured realities." Number two is you can help those in need. One of the greatest joys in the life for my wife and me is our ability to help those who are less fortunate, both in our local community and in third world countries. We particularly feel an aching in our heart for orphans, and today our family sponsors a community of more than 50 children, many of whom are orphans in Swaziland, Africa. Let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you had the extra money to help those who break your heart? Number three is you'll become more respected. As you grow and develop your skills, habits, and personal character, those around you will look to you with respect and admiration. As people's respect for you grows, so will your influence and usefulness as a leader. I have to believe the life of somebody who is deeply respected is better than the life of someone who is not. Number four, you'll be a great example to your children. If you will strive for excellence in doing the little things to help you advance up the pay scale in your chosen occupation, you will be a great example to your children. After all, your example is likely the number one influencing factor in their lives.